Welcome to Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. This is The View from Wayne America. From politics to education, from agriculture to business, you'll hear it all right here. Opinions expressed by our guests may not reflect those of this station. Now turn up your radio and enjoy today's View.
The View from Wayne America. Enjoy the
Welcome into The View from Wayne America on KTCH, KCTY, and Wayne, WayneDailyNews.com. News and Sports Director Aaron Scheffler here talking with Executive Director for Wayne Area Economic Development, Luke Virgil. Luke, thanks for joining us today.
Good to join you too, Aaron. Thank you.
Yeah, it's going to, I know it's November weather. We're going to have some, they're calling for some snow. We'll see what happens, right?
It's a four-letter word in my household, so we don't even say it out loud. We just say that four-letter S word.
Yeah. There you go. Well, before we get talking into, I know, the child care stabilization program, talk about Wayne Area Economic Development and what you guys have been working on lately.
I think the biggest thing is 7th and Main. There's a lot of chatter about that. The Wayne CRA, or Community Redevelopment Authority, which is a division of the city, they have a little bit more flexibility to purchase and sell property than the city proper, but they were able to negotiate the acquisition of that property along with the house right next door to it. Gherkin Osenzi, who used to run G's Quick Shop, he sold it to the CRA back in middle part of October. So we're just entertaining prospects at this point and just trying to get a read from the community what they feel should be the best thing for that corner or the best use of that corner. We know it's highly visible. There's a lot of traffic there. But there are some things, you know, the building hasn't been touched in over a decade. And so just a lot of decisions on what's going to be the next best step or the next right thing, as they say on Frozen 2. So my kids watch that show, that movie all the time. But anyway, that's probably the biggest thing that we've been kicking around what to do there. The other one is our office has really helped with kind of on the procedural side, on the backside, but just making sure that Sanctuary Apartments LLC was able to get through the LB 840 revolving loan process with the city. And I think the next hurdle is to get through the TIF process, which they've got some good feelings from the CRA on that. So, but that's taking the former Baptist Church at 4th and Main, and the investors are going to turn it into a 6-unit apartment complex. And it's probably going to be a little bit higher end apartments and some nicer finishes. But it's just a really great project for downtown Wayne. And I applaud Matt Lay as the managing member and his group of investors for stepping up to the plate and really saying, we don't want to lose a historic building on our downtown, and we're going to do something about that.
So a lot happening. There's always something happening on Main Street, it seems like.
There is. I mean, there's properties changing. I mean, we try and keep track of property, sales, or if there's availability for an office or a business, we try and keep a list of that. We're not perfect, and sometimes things happen without our knowledge, and that's perfectly fine. I don't need to know everything. I try, but we're excited when there's stuff happening like that, when people are transferring property, or if they're leasing something in a different spot, or if they're looking for something. And we just that means there's always good activity in Wayne. And if you look up and down Main Street at night, I mean, right now, of course, it looks really cool. The city guys did a good job getting most of the Christmas lights up. So it puts you in that holiday spirit. And this is a big time of year for a lot of our retailers. The fourth quarter of the year, the holiday shopping season, this is what may make or break their revenue for the year. So if you can, please shop local, support those local businesses as best you can, and they will appreciate it. They will reciprocate. They are the ones that support a lot of our organizations and activities throughout the year.
Yep. And I know another big Main Street event happening is Christmas in Wayne next Thursday. I know you'll be a busy guy next week.
I think so. Abby's out of town because she's in the Leadership Nebraska program. It's a statewide leadership program. And then Irene is going to go on some health leave to get her shoulder operated on a little bit. And so I'm the guy that gets to be in charge. Usually I get to sit in the background and just kind of watch. And that's a lot. That'll be a new experience for me. But they've put a lot of confidence in me. It's a well-oiled machine to some degree. Yep. We have a lot of great support from our businesses around the community. You know, we've got the trolley coming in that they're going to, you know, have some stops around the area. And then the Parade of Lights, you know, it'll be the same format, kind of line up on 6th Street and then over onto Pearl Street. And then the parade will come from north to south down to like 6th and Main all the way down to 1st and Main. So come out. It's going to be chilly. No, you know, it's mid-November. It's almost always cold, but it's a great community event to kind of kick off that holiday shopping season. And what we do for the Chamber is that stamp card promotion. And again, this is another way that we really try and give back and say thank you for shopping local. So we've got a list of businesses that are on that stamp card promotion. The November 18th is the kickoff for the stamp card promotion, and it's also a double stamp day, I think. So it's a really great day to do some of your holiday shopping. And we know this year, because of the pandemic and the lingering supply chain issues, there's a lot of question marks about whether or not there's going to be enough on the shelves. And so if you can get out and do your shopping early, I think you're better off. And Christmas on Main would be a great night to start that.
Yep. Again, yeah, Thursday, December 18th, go out and check out all the events happening in downtown Wayne. You mentioned Leadership Wayne as well a bit ago. How's that been going for you guys?
Really great. Earlier this week, we had Leadership Wayne Session 3. This one was really focused on the community of Wayne. First session is a lot about personal discovery. The next session, we did a group kind of retreat up at Ponca State Park. And then this session was all about learning about the community. So a lot of demographics information. We had an expert from University of Nebraska Public Policy Division that came up and did that for us. We had Mayor Cale Geese come and talk to the group about what his vision for Wayne is and some of the projects that the city is working on. And we also had a group of local leaders, folks that are involved either through their businesses or through their volunteerism. And we just a panel of three folks, and they gave a really good discussion on why they got into leadership roles, what they did to get into that leadership role, and why they choose to volunteer and continue to be leaders in the community.
Perfect. Again, Luke Virgil, Wayne Area Economic Development Executive Director, joining us here on The View from Wayne America. Now, Luke, getting into the Child Care Stabilization Program, when did you first hear word about this program coming down the line?
So, true story, it is the second time they've kind of opened up funding for this program. It happened earlier in the year. This is a derivative of the American Recovery Something Act. It's ARPA is what we keep calling it in the city or statewide circles. But ARPA was signed into law on March 11th of 2021. That provided another shot in the arm for a lot of businesses and a lot of individuals with COVID relief. Mm-hmm. So state of Nebraska had this child stabilization grant, and there wasn't as much use of that program as I think that they wanted. And I think they also got some other funding that they were able to reallocate into this program. So they opened it up again. And so from now until March 24th, the applications are open through the Department of Health and Human Services. I think if you've been listening to the radio, obviously you're already listening to the radio since you're listening to The View. You've probably heard my voice where we did a PSA. David Kelly did a great partnership with the Chamber on doing that PSA for talking about the stabilization grant. So there, we've got the website on that PSA. I don't know if I need to restate it here or if it will be tacked into the story online or whatever. But it's another way to help keep the existing child care providers that we have afloat, or to help them expand if they can. And the list of stuff that you can use this money for is really, really expansive. So I'm just going to read off here because I want people to understand it's a wide variety of things. So personnel costs, so assuming that you can do salaries with that. Benefits, premium pay, so if you need to pay people extra to keep them on staff. If you're trying to recruit and retain your staff, those costs can be a part of this grant. If you have a rent payment or if you have a mortgage payment or some other long-term financing on the property, that is eligible. Utilities, facilities maintenance, improvements to your facility, or insurance costs associated with the facility is all eligible. personal protective equipment, cleaning, sanitation supplies, services, training or professional development, anything related to health and safety practices is eligible. And that's a direct correlation with the COVID-19 pandemic. If you have to purchase or update your equipment because it was a response to the pandemic, that is eligible use of the funds. If you have a good or a service that is necessary to maintain or resume child care services, that is eligible. And then mental health support for you, children in your facility or employees, eligible as one of the use of funds from this grant program. And then the last thing, if you have co-payment or tuition relief for families that are struggling to meet the cost of their child care, that is an eligible use of the funds. And then if there was a financial loss that you can report on your corporate financial statements, anything from March 13th of 2020 through March 11th of 2021, if you have a loss in that 12-month period and you can show it on paper, it is eligible for reimbursement through this grant. So, like I said, a wide variety of things, just about anything and everything you can think of with operations, maintenance, or expansion of your childcare facility or a business, if you want to qualify it as a business, you should be looking at getting this grant. The biggest stipulation is you have to be a licensed childcare provider, and you have to have been licensed before March 11th of 2021. There's no differentiation between in-home or a commercial. So a place like Rainbow World is eligible, just like a place like, not to pick on her, but Ann Tenniger. I know she's a licensed child care provider. So both of those facilities, even though Ann is in-home and Rainbow World's the commercial facility, both are eligible for this program.
And you were saying, when was the deadline? Was November?
November 24th of this year. So before Thanksgiving, you got to get this thing filed.
Yep. And like Luke said, we'll have all that information and more on our website, WayneDealyNews.com, under the local news tab as well. But Luke, like you were talking about in past, maybe even Chamber Coffee events, that child care is obviously big, and obviously housing is big in Wayne. And when you look at that from an economic development standpoint, when you bring families in and you need homes for them, you have jobs for them, well, they have young kids that you need to put them somewhere as well.
Yes. I use my personal story a lot, and people are probably tired of hearing it. But my wife and I, I took the job in 2017 and we started looking for a home. But really, before we even got really worried about the home, we focused on childcare. Mm-hmm. And we talked about a lot of different opportunities. We were with an in-home provider in Laurel. And we ultimately chose to go to the commercial option here in Wayne because that's the place that had two slots available at the time. Otherwise, we would have been splitting our children apart, and we didn't really feel comfortable with that. Mm-hmm. Childcare has been very near and dear to my heart. Yes, I have young kids that have been in childcare for the last 5 or 6 years. But it's also something that I see as a workforce retention and recruitment issue. Like you said, if you move to a community and you don't think about childcare as a young family, you're probably not doing it right. Or you have the luxury of one parent being able to stay home and be with those kids all day. My wife and I, we both chose to work full time, and so we had to find childcare right off the bat. And it was, we were successful, but that's not always the case. And this was all before the pandemic. It was a heck of a lot easier pre-pandemic. Since the pandemic has occurred, childcare has been adversely affected across the state and even across the nation. Wayne has experienced it too. We have a lot of places where they are down on capacity, or they've just completely shut down because it just wasn't feasible for them to be open anymore, or they didn't feel safe because, kids can transmit a lot of things really easily, and it's hard. I remember trying to get my kids to wear a mask when we go into a store when it was in the height of the pandemic. It was impossible, and they were, they're 4 and 7 at the time. So it's really difficult when you have really small children, and it stuff just moves quicker through a child care facility. So they have been adversely affected, and that has had a ripple effect on the ability for businesses to keep employees. If you look at the nationwide numbers right now, women in the workforce is at its lowest level since 1986. And that's because women have opted to go out of the workforce because they are staying home with kids a lot more because they don't have the school option or they don't have a childcare option. And so this is impacting our ability to have businesses stay open, to keep enough people on the payroll. And over time, that's either going to lead to more automation, or it's going to lead to a business simply saying, we can't be open, period. Mm-hmm.
And yeah, you talked about obviously commercial and in-home as well for childcare. What have you been noticing, I guess, locally, even in City of the Wayne or even Northeast Nebraska and the region when it comes to childcare options?
It's just you have to call around and, there is a website and we have it posted on our website with Wayne Area Economic Development, but they call it the Nebraska Children's Referral Network, and it's a service provided by Department of Health and Human Services, and it gives you a map. And you can put in a zip code and a bubble around that zip code, let's say 5 mile radius, and it'll show you all the licensed childcare providers in that bubble. And so I go on to that every couple months and just see Rainbow World posts the number of openings they have, and they have zero. And I just talked with Sarah Ortiz, she's the director out at Rainbow World. We were at the same conference yesterday. And she said that they have a really, really long waiting list. If you talk to any of the in-home providers, a lot of them have waiting lists, or they have maybe one opening. But like I said, there's a lot of families that have more than one kid. One opening doesn't serve their need. And I've talked to a lot of families that are kind of playing a carousel where they'll have one kid at provider A, the second kid at provider B, and if they have a third kid, it might be at provider C. And they just have to move it around. State regulations on number of people that you have to have in the facility and the number of kids that you can have in the facility is really difficult. Infants require a lot of care. My kids are now school age. They don't require as much care.
Mm-hmm. Again, Luke Virgil, Executive Director for Wayne Area Economic Development, joining us here on The View from Wayne America, talking about the Child Care Stabilization Grant. Remind again us, Luke, who's eligible for this? I know you kind of went through the benefits as well, but going through with this program.
Yeah, so if you are a licensed child care provider and you were in existence and registered with the state before March 11th of 2021, you are eligible. If you're an in-home provider, you are eligible. If you were licensed before March 11th, 2021, if you're a commercial facility and you were licensed with the state and open before March 11th, 2021, you are also eligible for this grant program. And I must emphasize, it's a grant program. They have a calculator on the website. It gets you an estimate of the amount that you're eligible for, and then you fill out the application process and they'll process it, and hopefully they'll give you an award fairly quickly. I know I talk with Rainbow a lot because, again, my kids still go there. I think that they're eligible for a pretty big amount, and they're thinking that by the end of the calendar year or the first couple months of 2021, they're going to get that disbursement. So in the grand scheme of grant processing, it should be a fairly quick turnaround, anywhere between 6 to 12 weeks, it'll be turned around.
Yep. And obviously November 24th, the deadline?
November 24th is the deadline for the application. If folks have questions about how to make an application, you can call our office. They also have a hotline with Department of Health and Human Services to help people process this application, or if you have frequently asked questions, there's a fact sheet that you can download, or it's both English and Spanish language, or you can just call the hotline, which is 833-500-8810. And if you guys want to post that in the article too, I think that'd be great. Just let people know about this. If you are working here in town and you have kids in a child care facility or an in-home provider, let them know about this program so that everybody can at least try to get some access to the funds. I mean, because it's a grant program, it's probably a first come, first serve. So the sooner you can get your paperwork processed, the better.
Mm-hmm. All right, Luke, I guess any other topics you'd like to address there with that child care stabilization program?
I just think that, as a community, I really hope that people start to understand the importance of our child care providers. These are folks that work extremely hard to provide safety and care for the youngest and most vulnerable citizens in our community. We are finally trying to recognize it as, in economic development, we are trying to recognize this as a issue for growth in a community, stability in a community. And so we need to support those providers. They have staffing issues exactly the same as any other employer. It takes a lot of education to be a child care provider. You have a lot of, whether it's, you know, an actual, you know, certificate or a degree, you can get just a straight up certificate. You can get an associate's degree. You can get a 4-year degree to do this type of work. But there's a lot of continuing education. There's a lot of changing regulations all the time that they have to keep up on. These are professionals. And a lot of times these folks only get anywhere between $10 and $15 an hour if they're lucky. They probably don't get benefits. They probably don't get the same paid time off that a lot of other professionals get. But we need to start treating them like professionals because of the very intense and very impactful work that they're doing every day with our children.
Yeah. Well, perfect. Luke, again, thanks for joining us here and talking more about this important topic. And, of course, we're looking forward to hearing more from you in the chamber office down the road.
All right. Thanks a lot, Aaron.
The View from Wayne America.
You've been listening to The View from Wayne America, Northeast Nebraska's longest-running public affairs radio program. Opinions expressed by our guest may not reflect those of this station. From politics to education, agriculture to business, we cover it all. Program content is copyrighted by Wayne Radio Works, LLC.
The View from Wayne.